Welcome back to the Unpolished Podcast, guys. It is a rainy day outside, but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. This is kind of old news, but I bring it up just because my friend brought it up to me. But apparently Johnny Depp's wife is beating the shit out of him. Is that a thing? I haven't looked into this at all, but I've heard. I think I watched one YouTube video about him, you know, getting his face beat in by this tiny blonde woman. Is she blonde? I don't know. She's a tiny white woman, and Johnny Depp is getting he's getting abused by this chick, which is very confusing, you know? Like, abuse by a woman, like, physical abuse by a woman. What kind of man lets that happen? It's a totally different story if your wife is fucking Ronda Rousey or Amanda Nunes or something. You know, some fucking UFC fighter that they start throwing low kicks at you, and then you're like, okay, I'll take out the trash. Right, they get you in a guillotine. You're just like, all right, whatever you want, honey. I'll sleep on the couch. You want to fuck the neighbor? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. I just feel like I understand you more after you head kicked me. I just feel like we're on the same playing field, and I've come around. After you punched me in my taint, I just see your point of view. I just see it. And I apologize, honey. It is my fault. So I could understand if your wife knows, like, martial arts or some shit, but I don't think Johnny Depp's lady knows anything. I think she's just a regular lady who throws, like, frying pans at his face, and he just takes it. That's confusing. Like, dude, break up with her. That's kind of on you, buddy. Walk away. Walk out the door. You got a car. You know, you probably got a nice fucking car with that Edward Scissorhand money. Go walk out the door and drive away. Why are you staying? Also, I will say I'm against hitting women, but dude, if she's coming at you like every single day, you could at least trip her or something. Right? She throws a punch, you catch it, and then you sweep the leg. Cobra Kai. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. Those are the rules of the dojo, Johnny Depp. You were a fucking pirate, for God's sake. You played the baddest pirate on earth, and now you're getting hit by some average lady? Come on, Johnny Depp. It's kind of on him. You know? It's kind of on him. See, if you're a woman and your man is beating the shit out of you, that's a totally different story. That's not your fault. You can't even walk away. That shit is scary, right? If you walk away, he might fucking beat you to a pulp one day, right? But Johnny Depp, you're like twice the size of her. Plus, you got a fast car. Presumably. Right? She fucking comes at you with the right hook. You just give her a 1-2. Boom, boom. I'm just kidding. That's not okay. It is not okay to joke about hitting someone who is hitting you. I actually hate guys who do that, you know?
They always be like, oh, if men and women are equal, then why don't you... Why can't we hit them? Why can't we hit women? If you look equality, then we should be able to kick them in the face. You know, karate chop their titty. It's all. I don't understand why we can't do it.
It's because they're smaller, dude. It's because they're smaller. It makes perfect sense. You wouldn't beat the shit out of like a smaller dude. You know. You wouldn't even beat the shit out of, like, a bigger dude. You just keep your hands to yourself. No one should be hitting anyone. So what the fuck is the problem? Dudes who say that always have, like, never been in a fight either.
He's just like, well, why can't you hit women, dude? You fucking equality. They want equality, then they should get hit.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You've never been in a fight, because if you have been, first of all, I've sparred with a lot of girls, and if they know how to fight, they'll whoop your ass. They don't even have to know a lot, okay? They'll fucking circle around you and use their footwork and then keep leg kicking you. It hurts. So you don't want that. You don't want that smoke. Secondly, it's just like, It's like, are you thinking about that all the time, dude? Just like beating the shit out of, you know, every time you walk past a Sephora, you just want to go on a spree of slapping bitches. Is that what you want? So, I don't know, dude. I did get kicked in the liver today. That's something that's new that happened. I was in fucking Muay Thai class, and I've never been hit in the liver before. And it really is an unpleasant experience. It's on your left side. Sorry, it's on your right side. I think it's right under the ribs. And some dude, his name is fucking... his name is Serpico, which is just the wildest name I've ever heard in my entire life. It's like, of course a dude with that name would fucking kick you. It wasn't even hard. It's just like, if it's an accurate kick, like, you just go down, you know? So I got kicked in the liver, and I felt like all my internal organs shifted. And, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go shit my pants. You guys, keep, practicing your little kicky kicks, and, I'm gonna go and, shit my, organs out. That'll be good. My small intestine is coming out my ass right now. Poor Johnny Depp. Poor Johnny Depp. He needs Serpico to teach him a little 1-2 combo. A little bit. You know what I've been thinking about recently? I've been thinking about American Idol. That show was fucking awesome. When it first came out, it was so good. Just because it was like the first... I think it was the first show where you really, really enjoyed other people's embarrassment and like people's lack of awareness. I don't think there was really a show like that before American Idol. Like American Idol, more than anything, was a show about the human condition. Because it wasn't really a singing show. I mean, people, yeah, sure, the finals were whatever, but like, dude, the hook of that show was that it was open auditions and there were a bunch of shitty people who sucked at, they were just awful, and they thought they were great, and people just love watching them. Watching people fail is just America's favorite pastime. America's Funniest Home Videos, that was the whole premise of that show, except that shit was staged, and, you know, the premise was that they were doing it on accident. Whereas American Idol, people were being cringy on purpose. God, I cannot tell you how many years William Hung set back the Asian race in America? That shit. When he came on screen and started singing She Bang, She Bang, it was like Japanese internment all over again. I was like, oh, God. Another 45 years of Japanese internment just happened because William Hung has taken the stage and... no one is going to respect us for the next 20 years, I would say. Right? That guy, like, sang in the finals, too. Fucking William Hung. God damn it. William Hung is the reason why I didn't get laid in high school. Okay? It wasn't my fault. It wasn't the fact that I was a nerd. It was William Hung's fault. That's what you do. You got to just blame celebrities for your problems. Thanks a lot, Obama. Yeah, but that show was fucking great, you know? And remember, I think the best season probably was season 2. That was like the greatest season. Clay Aiken versus Ruben Studdard. That's when like casual racism was still allowed in America, like mainstream America. Cause I think Simon and fucking Ryan Seacrest would just go up to Ruben Studdard, and if you don't know, Ruben Studdard was like a fat black guy. And they would just tell him all the time, you eating ribs, big fella? You gonna eat some ribs tonight? How many ribs are you eating? And everyone was just laughing, and Ruben was probably crying inside based off the racism. But they would just tell this fat black guy, you eating ribs, dude? You eating fucking ribs? It's like, goddamn, man. So I guess the progressive movement has helped a little bit. And it was Clay Aiken versus Ruben. And I think Ruben Studdard won. And then no one ever heard of him again. I don't know what the fuck that dude is doing now. Probably eating ribs. Oh, bringing it back. And then Clay Aiken was the runner-up, and he was very talented, but yeah, I think there was a controversy with like whether Clay Aiken was gay or not. That was like a big debate. Dude, the early 2000s were just like so ridiculous. Is Clay Aiken gay? Is Clay Aiken gay? Oh, we have to know. We have to. Why do you have to know? Why do you have to know? But I shouldn't be surprised, because they were curious if SpongeBob was gay, and SpongeBob doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I think that's how like all like Hollywood interviews would go. If you're just an actor, you got a new movie, they'd ask you first. Ask you, "Hey, how was the movie?" You'd be like, "Good." And then the second question would be like, "Are you gay? Are you homosexual?" I don't even know now. You know, it's so fucking irrelevant. It's like, who cares, dude? Clay Aiken is a fucking weirdo, whether he's gay or not. And we should all stay away from him. His fucking cringiness had nothing to do with his, you know, whatever the fuck he was doing in the bedroom. Whether it be getting penetrated by a sausage or entering a nice moist hole. Yeah, but that shit was, American Idol was, like, the first, cringe. I guess you could say it's, like, the first, like, program where people, like, were cringing at the contestants. And, you know, watching cringy videos is very addicting, you know? I think it's just because, like, it's two things. The first is, you're just happy that you're not them. You're just happy that you're not the person embarrassing themselves. That's what you're like. God, you know, my life sucks. I make a minimum wage, but at least I'm not singing "Cry Me a River" in front of Paula Abdul, who doesn't look like a real person. She looks like she was built in a wax museum. Could you imagine that fucking Paula Abdul criticizing you? It's like, listen, your face doesn't look real. Your face looks artificial, okay? I know 3D printers haven't been invented yet. It's only 2001, but God damn it, Paula Abdul's face is the finest work that a 3D printer has ever done. And then the other judge, Randy Jackson, to this day, no one knows how he's involved in music. No one knows. He's just a cool guy who says dog. We need a black guy on this show. That's what the executives were like. We need a black guy on this show. And then they just got, you know, the office accountant, who was Randy Jackson. Hey, how about you? Okay, dog. Ah, he's perfect. Exactly the type of demographic we're trying to hit. Yeah, dude, cringy videos are the fucking best. And American Idol did it first. There used to be a fucking YouTube channel called the Cringe Channel. And I think it got taken off YouTube for a little bit just because it was like mean, but the channel title speaks for itself. The purpose of the Cringe Channel was to showcase videos that were fucking cringy. And there was this one video. Oh man, it was classic. Me and my friend would watch this shit over and over again. It was about this guy called Skippy, I think his name was. He was like a 40-year-old virgin. Or like maybe he was like 30, 32 or something. And he was trying to ask his friend out on a date. And they have video cameras. First of all, he had his own reality TV show where he was trying to find love. I don't know why you'd ever agree to that. If you're a virgin at like 30, why would you agree to like having your failures documented? I mean, you know you're not smooth. You know you're not smooth with women. Why agree to let a camera crew follow you around? I mean, I guess it's good money. He was living with his mom at the time, so I guess it made a little bit of sense. But this video was, he was taking this chick on a date, and it was his friend. And he wanted to go see Cher, which, dude, you're a 30-year-old single straight man. Why are you seeing Cher? But he had two tickets to Cher, so he was going to ask her out, to be his girlfriend and go to this Cher concert with him as a romantic thing. He drives up to like a overlook, like a over, like it's like a cheesy cliche, like in those like 90s movies where you like drove up to an overpass and you could look over the city. That's what he did. And this is how he asked her out. He bought three. Okay, I might butcher exactly how this happened, but I think he had three wooden ships. And he took out two of the ships, and he was like, he was like, this is me. He held up one ship, and he was like, this is you. And he held up another ship, and he's like, right now, we are in a friendship. And I would like to turn this into, and then he pulled out a third ship, and he was like, a relationship. And then he pulled out the share tickets, and he's like, because I want to share things with you. So that was his big move, and the girl was like, no. No, thank you. Yeah, she said no, and she looked really uncomfortable. Yeah, she looked so uncomfortable. Me and my friend would watch that video, and we'd laugh at him just because we were fucking losers, too. I think at that point, we were both virgins, and we were like, ah, fuck this guy, but we're the same as him, so I don't know why we were laughing, but... Listen, I've done a lot of cringy things when I've gone on dates with girls, but I never pulled out three ships. Okay. I got that to pride myself on, and that's why the cringe channel is such a beautiful thing, because it's just like, listen, at least I didn't do that shit. But I'm sure if you documented all the cringy things I have done just in my life, it would be worse, honestly. I've done so many fucking... I'm just an uncomfortable person to be around. There was another moment before he asked her out. He was like, hey, what's up? He was catching up with his girl, and he was like, oh, how's it going? And she's like, oh, I started dating this guy, Rob, from church or whatever. And Skippy was like, oh, really? You guys kiss a lot? She was like, what? He's like, you guys kiss a lot? You like kissing him? She's like, I don't fucking know. Dude, I feel like that is such a rookie move. I think I pulled that shit a bunch. Like, guys, when we like a girl and it's like we're really inexperienced in asking them out, if they start dating another dude, we act like ecstatic and like super interested. Just ask too many details on like what they're doing with the other dude. Like, oh, cool. So you guys like doing anal or something? So, oh, great, you're dating Greg and not me. That's awesome. You guys 69ing a lot, or what's going on with that? That's just awesome, dude. I'm just so happy for you, you know? Is his dick big? Ah, forget it. Don't worry about it. You guys eat each other's pubes? Nah, just forget it. The cringe channel, man. I'm forgetting what other shit was on there. I think there was a video of Alex Jones on the cringe channel before. I think he was on like Piers Morgan or something. Alex Jones is like, you know, he's just the greatest. He's just the greatest television personality in history. I think it goes Alex Jones, then Stephen A. Smith. But yeah, Alex Jones was, I don't even know what he was saying, but he just started screaming 1776 for no reason. I think it was a debate about gun control. And he was like, listen, if you ban guns, then it's going to be 1776. And everyone in the crew was like, what the fuck, dude? A little loud, Alex Jones. So yeah. Well, you know, cringe channel. I don't know if it's up, it's still up or not. But if it is, I'd recommend you guys check out the videos, man. They're fucking hilarious. That's going to be the podcast, though. Short and sweet, baby. Yeah, that's going to be it. I will see you guys later. Maybe I'll release another episode. This does feel short because my latest episodes have been so fucking long that, yeah. But short and sweet, to the point. I mean, what could be better, right? Remember to give me a review on Apple Podcasts, and yeah, have a good one, guys.